Across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy. His medical bag strapped on one hip, his six-shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. The exciting transcribed adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Gray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless West of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
Six Gun was my friend. Me? Oh, I am called Pablo. Well, it is good a name as any for a gypsy. I am a peddler, and I have many things in my pack. There is not much of which I am proud, but there is one thing. I can call Doc Six Gun my friend. This black raven is also my friend. Hey, Midnight?
Six guns!
Hey, Midnight has six guns on the brain. Well, that is not so strange. After an experience we had back in the summer of 1871, it was in the town of Frenchman's Ford. A hot, threatening afternoon. The kind of day when you feel as if God is punishing the whole human race for its folly. And it was here our story begins.
Bartender?
Yeah, gents, what's your pleasure?
I'm looking for a guy. Ben Steele. You know him?
Hi, Mike.
Where can I find him?
Depends on where you look.
Maybe you don't know who you're talking to. This here is Rango Kane, and he ain't fond of jokes.
All right, Slid, I'll handle this.
Get me down, man.
Now, listen, bartender. I want to find Steele, and I want to find him in a hurry. Now, where do I start looking?
You can stop looking, Rango.
Hello, Ben.
Howdy.
Bartender, bring me a bottle. Three glasses. Well, what are you waiting for?
Ben?
It's all right, Harry. I'll drink with him.
Well, that's right friendly of you, Ben.
You come here looking for a fight, Rango?
I might be. Are you looking to duck one?
I never ducked a fight I had to make.
So I hear. I was counting on that. Your bottle. That don't say we can't have a drink first. A last drink. For somebody.
Open your door, hurry!
Pablo, what's wrong?
I ran from the cafe.
Now get your breath. What is it?
Two men going to fight.
Who?
Rango Kane.
Is that killer in town?
Just arrived. Come in with another one. A man with eyes like slits.
Who's he fixing to fight?
Ben Steele.
Ben? Why, Ben gave up gunfighting years ago. He's a family man.
Doc, he is going to fight.
I'll get my medical bag.
Quiet, Midnight.
Quiet, Midnight.
Silly bird.
Midnight's excited.
Yes, he always knows when something terrible is about to happen. He's a strange old raven.
Gloom and doom.
Come on, Pablo. I've got a feeling Midnight may be right this time.
Pour the drinks, bartender.
Now, look, gents.
Pour. Here's to your death, Ben.
I hadn't planned on it, Rango.
No. I had.
Look, boys, if you're going to fight, please...
Harry, pour another...
Thank you.
Long time, Ben. 10 years. Long time.
You haven't changed?
Oh, not much. You know my friend, Slit Benson?
I can skip the pleasure.
Now, this is Ben Steele, Slit. You may know him as Blue Steel, the fastest gun in the Southwest. Faster than Willie the Wiz.
I heard.
He's respectable now. Got a kid, I hear.
That's right, Ringo.
Respectable Ben Steele. What did you do with your guns, Ben? You ought to see his gun, Slit. Mother of pearl and silver with 15 notches in them.
They're hanging over my fireplace.
Well, you don't see. I'll bet your kid is real proud of his pa, huh?
Jimmy don't know anything about that part of me, Rango. Thinks those guns belong to his uncle.
Ain't you afraid he'll find out?
Nobody in Frenchman's Ford would tell him.
Maybe I'll tell him.
I don't think even you could be that low.
Whatever made you give up gunfighting, Ben?
Well, I met a fellow who could outshoot me, Rango.
You don't expect me to believe that.
It's true.
How come you ain't dead?
This fellow saved my life.
Now, who would that be?
His name is Gray Matson. Maybe you know his nickname. Doc Six Gun?
I heard about him. Some sawbones who packs a six-shooter.
Yeah, that's him. I made a mistake of drawing on him one day. He put one through my shoulder before I fanned the hammer back. Took me home, pulled me through. Talked to me. Made me see what a crazy life I was leading.
Well, that's real touching. Only one thing.
What's that?
Don't work. Once a gunfighter, always a gunfighter. You know that, don't you, Ben?
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon I do.
You see, Slit, once you're a gunfighter, you can't quit. You know why? Because every man you kill has got a friend. Or brother. Right?
That's right, Rango.
Because sooner or later, he comes looking for you. Like I come looking for Ben Steele.
Rango, I didn't want to fight your kid brother.
All I know is you fought him. And killed him.
That was 10 years ago.
I've been looking for you for 10 years.
What are your plans, Ringo?
Do you know, Ben?
I don't have a gun.
Slit. Give me your guns.
Okay.
You take my guns, Ben. Just so neither of us is using familiar guns. Here. Fair and square.
Now listen, man, if you got a fight, go someplace
Shut
else.
Shut up, Perry. There you are, Ben. All you gotta do is buckle him on.
Ben, I'll get the sheriff.
It's no use, Harry. Sooner or later, I gotta face him.
You don't have to fight, Ben. You don't have to.
Ben knows better, eh, Ben?
I reckon so.
Put him on.
All right, Ringo. Anytime you're ready.
All right, get everybody!
All right, Ben. Go!
There he is, Doc. On the floor.
Hand me the stethoscope, Pablo.
Is he...
White. He's barely alive. Take him to my office. I'll have to probe for the bullet.
All right, man. Left him easy. Take him to Doc Six Gun.
Easy,
right.
I'll lift him very quick and easy with him.
Very careful.
Harry, what happened to Rango after he shot Ben?
Him and that evil-looking sidekick of his took right off, rode out of here like the wind.
Did Ben hit him?
Doc, that was the strangest thing. Ben Steele never even got them guns clear of the horse. It was like he didn't even try.
His family know yet?
Only family Ben's got is that boy of his.
Yeah. Now, you'd best tell the boy to come to my office.
I'll send for him. Oh, Doc.
Yeah?
What are Ben's chances?
Harry, you wouldn't want the kind of odds the Lord's given Ben Steele.
Thank you.
doctor is taking care of him inside.
Did they get the man that jumped him?
Your pa wasn't jumped, Timmy. He was hit in a gunfight, fair and square.
I don't believe it. Pa wouldn't fight. He was afraid.
Why, your pa...
Excuse me?
My pa was what?
A right peaceable man, Jimmy. He always was.
Too peaceable. Maybe if he had a little fight in him. But he always preached against it.
Well, now, there's a lot to be said for that.
If Pa dies, I'll get the man that killed him if it's the last thing I do.
My boy, that is no way to talk.
That's what Pa always said. And look what happened to him. He never heard a flea.
Jimmy, once you have taken another's life, your own life is forfeit.
Doc! Doc!
Hello, Jimmy. Wait out here. Pablo, Harry, come inside.
Tell me!
I'll tell you in a minute, Jimmy. Right now, I need these men to help me. Well, Doc, tell the boys to make arrangements for a funeral, Harry. Tell them Ben Steele is dead.
You gonna tell the kid?
Don't say anything to him. Just ask him to step in here when you go.
Okay, Doc.
Jimmy! Jimmy! Doc! The kid's gone. He must have heard us talk.
He said you would get revenge.
We've got to find him. Pablo, try his father's house. Hurry.
I go. Come with me.
Did you find the boy, Pablo?
No, but he had been there. We found this note.
Let me see. I have taken the silver guns. I'm going to find Rango Kane and kill him.
Beginning of another gunfighter, eh, friend?
Or the end of another boy, Pablo.
What will be done?
I'm going after him.
You?
Yeah. In a way, it's my fault that he's doing this.
Your fault?
I'll tell you why later. I gotta get going.
Where's the river, Ringo?
You turn south?
Why don't you wake up, Slid? Rango Kane's not leaving this territory now or ever. Come on. We'll cross the river here.
Up there, boy. Come on. They're up ahead there somewhere.
Oh, I hope. Now, there's the tracks. They crossed the river here. Come on, Sage. We're crossing too.
Camp here.
We ought to keep going, Ringo.
I'll say what we ought to do, Slit.
Okay. You top gun, I reckon.
I am now, Slit. Everybody knows that Ben Steele was top gun in the territory. Now that I licked him, Ringo Kane is top gun.
Yeah. I guess you feel pretty good, huh, Ringo?
I feel pretty good, Slit. Lots of advantages comes with being top gun.
Sit down.
What door's open? Double cross us, think twice. Folks want to give you money. Do you favors. And your enemies don't try nothing.
Yeah. Or like being king, huh, Ringo?
That's right, Slit. Ringo is king. And don't you forget it.
Me? Being prime minister is enough for Slit. Yes, sir. Only I think we should keep moving.
And I said I'd do the thinking.
Suppose they send a posse.
Why? It's a fair and square gunfight.
Was it?
What do you mean, Slip?
I mean, if it is fair and square, how come you put tar inside your holsters to keep the guns from sliding out easy?
You're crazy.
I seen it when I took your guns off in his body.
You seen it, huh?
That's right, Ringo.
Well, you better just forget it. Understand?
Sure, Ringo. It's already forgotten.
That's good. That's healthy.
Only, one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Kind of makes you not Top Gun, don't it? Not really, I mean.
Not as long as you know, I reckon. What is it?
Listen there.
What?
There's a horse.
What?
Horse headed this way.
Toss your blanket over that fire.
Yeah. Now, Rango, this is a blind canyon we're in. Nobody'd head this way unless he's following us.
Shut up and keep behind the rocks.
But he's coming closer. Rango, look.
Kid. You're crazy. Every posse from here to Mexico would be after us. We'll take him and get his guns.
How?
You walk out with your hands up. I'll jump from the rocks behind him.
Walk out there? You crazy, Rango?
What's the matter? You afraid of a kid?
Behind him two guns, he's old as us.
I'll cover you. Just walk around so you get him with his back to me, understand?
Rango!
Okay, but you cover me.
Don't worry.
Kid.
Who's that?
It's me, kid. Slit Benson.
Where's Rango?
Why, he went on, kid.
Come out with your hands up.
Sure, kid. Now, don't shoot. See, I ain't even wearing my gun.
Keep your hands up. Tell me where Rango's hiding.
Well, I don't know, kid.
I'll count to five.
I told you I don't know.
One.
Now, you're bluffing, kid.
Two.
Kid.
Three.
You better stop.
Four.
Jump him, Rango!
I didn't mean to shoot him. I just...
Rango, you double-crosser.
I killed a man. I didn't mean to kill him. Just to frighten him. Somebody's coming.
Kill
him. I just wanted to frighten him so he'd tell me where Rango's hiding.
Let me look at him.
Is he?
Yeah, I got him. He's dead, Jimmy.
That means I'm a killer. I shot him in cold blood, Doc. An innocent man.
Jimmy, that often happens when somebody has murder in his heart.
It was Rango I was after. When I heard you say Pa was dead...
I'm sorry you heard that, Jimmy.
What'll we do?
We'll have to go back and tell the sheriff about this. Are those the guns you used?
Yes.
And I'll just take them and...
What's the matter?
You say you shot him with these guns?
Of course. Why?
Were they loaded when you took them from the house?
Yes, sir. Is something wrong?
These guns are loaded with dummy bullets, Jimmy.
But I heard the shot. And he's dead.
Take a look at the barrels of these guns, Jimmy. When a live bullet passes through a barrel, it cleans it like a whistle. These barrels are filled with rust.
But, Doc...
Jimmy, somebody else shot this man. Somebody who was in a position behind you.
Doc, it must be Rango.
Quick, get behind these rocks.
Hold on. Stand still, both of you. Give me your hands up, Doctor.
Doctor.
They warned me you was a smart one.
Your little trick didn't work, Rango. Killing your own sidekick and trying to hang it on the boy, you...
Maybe it didn't, and then again, maybe it did. Now, don't move. Heard a lot about you and your six guns. All right, toss me them guns.
You're quite a fighter, Rango, when you got the drop.
Shut up, Doc, and toss them guns pronto.
All right.
Now, the kid, yours.
You're a dirty killer.
Do as he says, Jimmy. Don't argue with the six-shooter.
All right.
That's better. Now, back against the rocks, both of you. You want to be a gunfighter like your pa, huh, kid?
My pa was no gunfighter.
No? Ever hear of Blue Steel?
My pa's name was Ben.
Right. When he killed 15 men, they used to know him as Blue Steel.
He's lying, ain't he, Doc?
No, Jimmy. He's telling the truth.
You mean Pa was a gunfighter?
For many years.
He never told me.
He was ashamed of it, Jimmy.
Then those silver guns.
Yeah, they belong to your Pa. He took an oath never to touch him again.
So he wasn't a coward after all.
Your Pa? No. No, he wasn't a coward, Jimmy.
It takes a brave man to fight 15 killers.
It takes a braver man to refuse to fight sometimes, Ringo.
You don't catch Ringo Kane backing out of any fight.
No? I heard otherwise.
From who? Nobody who's still alive?
Maybe, maybe not.
I'm Top Gun, Doc. Top Gun.
There's one fella who thinks you aren't.
Name him. Name him and I'll search him out.
His name is Gray Matson. They call him Dr. Six Gun.
You trying to bluff me, Doc?
Just calling you, Ringo. I say I'm a better gun than you.
Don't make me laugh.
Why not try it?
I ain't got time, Doc.
You see, Jimmy, they're all yellow underneath.
Don't excite me, Doc. I got a nervous finger.
Well, even the boy here has more guts than you, Ringo.
You want to fight, huh, Doc?
I said I could outdraw you.
All right. Just to show you I ain't scared of Doc Six Gun or any other living man, I'm going to give you my gun. Same ones I give Ben Steele a fight with. And I'll use Slitz irons. He won't be needing them no more.
All right, Ringo. Maybe you aren't such a coward after all.
Here. Buckle him on.
Help me on with him, Jimmy.
Doc, he'll kill you the way he did my pa.
He'll kill us both if I don't do something, Jimmy.
I'm scared, Doc.
Look, when we start to fight, you run for it. Wait till we're ready to go for our gun. I'll not.
Okay, Doc.
You ready?
I'm ready, Ringo.
Stand and draw or turn about.
Any way you say.
Turn about. Six steps, turn and draw.
All right.
You count, kid. Ready? Start.
But, Doc...
Go ahead, Jimmy.
One. Two. Three. Four. Five.
Don't move.
Don't move. Don't move.
Who's that? That voice.
Drop your guns, Ringo.
Ringo.
Came from the rocks.
Drop them or die.
Or die. Or die.
It can't be. No.
Drop the gun.
Drop the gun.
Okay, don't shoot.
Now step back.
Step back. Step back.
Who are you? Come down and let me see you.
Sure, Ringo. I'll come down.
No. No, it ain't you. You're dead. You're dead, Ben.
Don't believe everything that you hear or see, Ringo.
But,
Pa! Pa, is it really you?
It's really me, son.
You're not dead?
No, I ain't dead. It's got a bullet crease in the scalp.
But Doc said...
Well, we'll explain that later. You all right, Doc?
I'm fine, Ben. You interrupted the fight.
Wasn't any fight, Doc. It was a frame-up.
What do you mean?
Them are the same guns he gave me to fight him with. Try to get him out of the holster. Go ahead.
All right. But they're stuck.
That's right. This gallant hero, Ringo Kane, don't fight. Thought he offers his own guns to the other man.
I didn't know they were stuck, Ben. Honest.
Didn't you, Ringo?
Honest.
Okay, I believe you, Ringo. In fact, I believe you so much, I'm going to give you another chance.
What?
Pa, don't.
Don't you worry, sir. Okay, Ringo. This time I got a pair of guns that don't stick. You got Slitz's old guns. Same ones that you used on me before. Pick them up. Pick them up, I said.
Okay.
I put them on.
Doc, don't let him kill my pa.
Steady, Jim. It's your pa's fight now.
They're on.
All right, Ringo. Flat-footed draw. Go when I say draw.
I ain't afraid of you, Ben.
I'm glad to hear it, Ringo, because I ain't afraid of you either. Ready?
I'm ready.
One. Two. Three.
Wait.
What's wrong?
Here. Take the guns. I ain't fighting. I ain't fighting.
That's what I thought, Ringo. All right, take his guns, Jimmy.
Yes, Pa.
All right, now, Ringo. We're taking you in for the murder of your partner, Slit Benson. Move.
imitating. Why don't you say something original?
Huh?
Oh, Jimmy. Here, Jimmy, have another piece of cake. Eh?
I think Jimmy's had enough celebrating already, Pablo. We got to be going now.
Oh, yeah.
Doc can't tell you what it meant to both me and the boy to know you.
Well, that works both ways, Ben. I hope you two will be happy in the East. Long way to New York.
Well, I figure back there, nobody's going to know me as a gunfighter.
Doc, how come you said Pa was dead?
Well, Jimmy, when I examined your paw in the cafe, I could see it was just a scalp wound. But he winked at me, so I played along. When I got him to my office, he said this would be a good chance to make folks think he really was dead, so he could start life all over again.
But why?
Well, I tried to tell you, Jimmy. Once a man is a gunfighter like your pa, there is always somebody who comes to challenge him. He can never rest. He can never really put away the guns. Your pa tried for years, but always some killer would ride into town to look him up.
We figured if we staged a fake death certificate and funeral, they'd leave him alone. We were going to tell you, Jimmy, but you overheard us and ran away before we could let you in on it.
Well, perhaps it has taught the boy a lesson. Jimmy, do you still want to be a gunfighter?
No, Pablo, not anymore.
Well, let's be going, son. So long, Pablo. So long, Doc.
So long,
you too, Midnight. Yes, sir. As long as I live, I'll never forget the name of Doc Sixgun.
You have been listening to Dr. Six Gun. Doc Six Gun is played by Carl Weber and Pablo by William Griffiths. Today's script was written by George Lefferts. Heard in the cast were Joe DeSantis as Ringo, Wendell Holmes as Ben, David Pfeffer as Jimmy, Scott Tennyson as Slit, and William Keane as the bartender.
Dr. Six Gun, starring Carl Weber as the Frontier Doctor, with William Griffiths as Pablo, the Wandering Gypsy, has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.